听力课堂，听 class.com。
91. Women in the workforce. Dialogue 1.
Do you think discrimination against women in the workforce is still prevalent even today?
From my own experience as a career woman, I would have to say that while things are better now than they used to be, it is still a widespread problem. Society is changing, but there is still a glass ceiling for women in many career tracks.
Do you think the glass ceiling phenomena is because of traditional social customs? Or are there more issues coming into play?
I think it's a very complicated issue. A part of the difficulties women have advancing in the workforce are due to few opportunities and many male managers. Don't underestimate the good old boy system. Men have power, so it's easier for them to stay in power.
What about affirmative action? Hasn't legislation changed a lot of the male hierarchy?
Affirmative action has given us management quotas and bans sexual discrimination, but it's still a man's world. Dialogue 2.
I am totally fed up with my boss. He has crossed the line one too many times with his sexist comments. This time, I am really going to report him for sexual harassment.
What happened? Did your boss say something to offend you at work?
He constantly lets inappropriate things slip out, referring to the women employees as girls, or calling us sweetheart or darling. I doubt any of my male colleagues would stand for such treatment.
Don't you think you're overreacting a little? Calling you by nicknames shouldn't be so bad.
You're missing the point. It's about respect. He treats us with such a patronizing attitude, as if we are not equal or not as serious as our male coworkers. It's his attitude that needs to be changed, not just his words.
That's what you get for working in a male-dominated field. I think you'll find that most male bosses in your industry are already conditioned to treat females in this way. You probably won't be able to change him.
¶¶